very serious. To confirm, on the 2nd of April, just as I was completing the first service to start the second, two people dressed in military uniform stormed the church, banging the communion table, which you would call a pulpit. Stop the service. I want to talk to your people. I said, well, you can't do that. People cannot do that. Then there was a scuffle, and so we handed them over to the police. Up to now, we have not heard anything about that matter. Then the police came down to the land on which this is supposed to be an injunction. We have to go and show them the boundaries of the land, which we did. We met people building on the land. We were told that on one of the sites that the person building is a police commander. There was police presence there. They spoke to the person. We don't know who he is. And we expect that a police commander should know better, not to work on injunction land. Thereafter, the people came to town, running after my driver, holding some of my people captive and beating them up. So the situation is very, very serious, threatening the life of the chief, myself, and I mean the whole lot of the citizenry. So it's very true, very, very serious.
Are you scared when you look at the number of confrontations and the arms that are being used to terrorize a once peaceful community such as Abokobi?
We are scared because Abokobi has not seen such a situation before, never written or oral, that we have been told. Abokobi has experienced the serenity of citizenry all this while until this will descended down on the land. And you see, the problem Abokobi is asking is that if you have received a judgment, there's supposed to be a judgment plan. So all that we are pleading with them is that let us see the judgment plan. We will respect it because it was given by government, court for that matter, so that we know that this is the boundary. But they are using the judgment and extending to all other areas. Abokobi has 5 separate lands, but when they got the judgment on one part, they have extended to every place.
Now, I understand farmers are also scared. They cannot go to till the land.
Farms, to their farms, yes, it's true.
So, have you been to the police headquarters to engage the top hierarchy for them to know the magnitude of the security breach and threat there?
Yes, we have. And as I speak to you, our lawyers asked us to go and bring the list of those that they arrested on the land. Their details, their names, their addresses, so they could cite them for contempt. I have in my hand handwritten names. And one read, the name comes, unknown house number, and then a telephone number. We have called most of the telephone numbers. None of them is going. And so how even can our lawyers trace these people who were supposed to be arrested by the police from police headquarters to deal with them? This is the situation in which we find ourselves.
What exactly would you want the police to do? Would you want continuous day and night patrols or what?
Immediately the police leave, the people will go back the land and they to scorn that we have given them money, we have finished with them. And then the next day they will come and then they will run away. As soon as they run away, they have mixed their mortars and blocks ready and everything. As soon as the people go, we want the police to stop them.